latest team news from clubcall.com.
Welcome to today's Newcastle United Bulletin. We'll start with news that manager Rafael Benitez has hinted he could be forced into the loan market to strengthen his squad in January. Well, the Magpies have been on a slippery slope over the past 2 months, and 8 defeats from the last 9 Premier League matches have seen the club drop into the relegation zone. Benitez is eager to bring in some reinforcements in the January window, but with talks over a takeover still ongoing, it's unclear how much money the Spaniard will have to spend. The former Liverpool boss has given the clearest indication yet that funds will be limited after admitting he may have to scour the loan market for suitable additions to his squad. He said, "We have to try and bring the best players possible for us now. That means if you have a player on loan who's quite good now, then we have to do it. There are not too many options with Premier League experience, with the maximum level and the right personality, so it's not easy. But you have to do your research everywhere." Meanwhile, it's being suggested that Newcastle are reportedly looking to sign Leicester City striker Islam Slimani in January. Well, the Algeria international has found first-team opportunities hard to come by this season, having been handed just one Premier League start to date, and reports are suggesting he'll be heading for the exit door in the upcoming transfer window. Well, Benitez is desperate to add more firepower to his flagging Newcastle team after a string of disappointing results. Well, the Magpies currently have Dwight Gayle, Joshua Lou and Alexander Mitrovic as out-and-out attacking options. Slimani, who is 29, is believed to be a firm target for the North East outfit, and they are hoping to thrash out a deal that will see the striker arrive at St James's Park. However, it's also claimed that Watford, Stoke City and West Bromwich Albion are also showing an interest in that player. That's all for now. Join us for more news later.